the idiot alert of the day, this would be MSNBC host Joy Reid. She's talking about the fight between Hamas, which runs Gaza and has made war on Israel, and Israel, which has fired back at Gaza. Joy Reid is comparing one of these two actors to the 9/11 terrorists. It's not Hamas that she compares to the terrorists. Listen up.
So far, the war in Gaza has left more than 1,800 Palestinians dead, the population equivalent to 100 9/11s, mostly civilians, and including women and hundreds of children, along with 67 Israelis, mostly soldiers. The U.S. keeps condemning the attacks on civilian facilities by the Israeli military and the compromising of U.N. facilities by Hamas, all to no avail. It's been calling for ceasefires and getting basically nowhere. At this point, the UN can't even protect the civilians hiding in its elementary schools.
Okay. First of all, you notice that she says that Hamas has compromised UN facilities. What does that mean? It means they caught Hamas hiding rockets in two UN schools. But Joy Reid didn't want to say that because it would kind of dangle out there as a, oh, so that's why Israel hit those schools where a number of people, civilians, including children, were killed. And by the way, if you make war on another country, aren't you responsible for the safety of your population when the people that you made war on fire back? Aren't you responsible for them? People say, well, there is no civil defense system in Gaza. What do you mean there isn't? They have all these tunnels. Dozens and dozens of tunnels. Some of which go 90 feet deep. Plenty of places for people to hide. But you know what? They're not letting them hide there. That's where Hamas leaders are hiding. Rats. They are not letting their own people in these tunnels. They're keeping them above board and they are directing them into areas where Israel is likely to hit. That's how callous they are about their own people. I mean, they not only are, fascist in a Third Reich sense toward Jews and Israel, but this is how they treat their own people. And by the way, you heard the latest. Let me get off mic here for just a moment. Now Hamas is launching rockets near journalists. So journalists will be doing a report and Hamas will fire a series of rockets from within like 50 to 100 feet. And their obvious hope in doing so is that Israel will see where the rockets are coming from and they will immediately direct a strike on that area and maybe take out a journalist live on the air. They're using journalists as human shields. So the way the rest of the world has been talking about the Israel-Hamas conflict is just absolutely ugly and depressing. It shows how, I hate to say this, how the West in general, certainly the United Nations, has lost any sense of moral direction, is no longer guided by a moral compass. Tom Sowell has a wonderful piece called Is Thinking Obsolete? He said that, of course, Tom Sowell is into his 80s now. I think he's a Korean War vet. African-American economist, a brilliant man, author of dozens of books. He's ensconced down at Stanford University in the Hoover Institute. Said some have said we're living in a post-industrial era. Others have said we're living in a post-racial era. Growing evidence suggests we live in a post-thinking era. Many people in the Western Hemisphere and Europe are staging angry protests against Israel's military action in Gaza. One of the talking points is that far more Palestinian civilians have been killed by Israeli military attacks than the number of Israeli citizens killed by Hamas rockets, which, of course, started this latest military conflict, the rocket fire on Israel. Are these protesters aware that vastly more German civilians were killed by American bombers attacking Nazi Germany during World War II than American civilians killed in the United States by Hitler's forces? Geraldo Rivera, the talk show host, says that there's no way Israel is winning the battle for world opinion. But Israel's trying to win a battle for survival while surrounded by enemies. Might that not be more important? Has any other country in any other war been expected to keep the enemy's civilian casualties no higher than its own civilian casualties? The idea that Israel should do so did not originate among the masses, but among the educated intelligentsia. In an age where scientists are creating artificial intelligence, too many of our educational institutions and universities seem to be creating artificial stupidity. And he goes on to talk about the issues of illegal immigration and minimum wage, pointing out, by the way, that one of the few countries in the West that has no minimum wage is Switzerland, where the unemployment rate is about 3%. If you have a robust growing economy, you don't need a minimum wage. The wage rises automatically. In South Dakota, the minimum wage is higher than it is in Seattle, even though the cost of living is far higher here. The economy is doing better over there. So anyway, back to Tom Sowell's main point about Gaza and the strip of land. It's about 8 miles wide, 40 miles long. They tucked into the southwest corner between Israel and Egypt. Its population is about that of King County, 1.8 million. And the people who run it don't give a damn about the people who live in it. They just want to use it as a staging base for attacking Israel. And Israel takes these attacks until they can't take it anymore, and then they finally hit back. And only when they hit back does the rest of the world stand up and react. You know, when the UN school was hit, UN officials should have stood up and said, "How dare Hamas put their own citizens into a facility, a facility near where they're firing rockets? They're deliberately bringing on the destruction of our UN building and the people who are trying to guard their safety." And instead, they say, "Oh, how dare Israel do this? This is a crime." Now, it's a crime that the United Nations is so morally hollowed out that it draws moral parallels between Hamas and Israel. For heaven's sakes, let us set the table on this very simply. Hamas is a terror organization that has, in its constitution, calls for the obliteration, that's a quote, obliteration of Israel. And they have, every day they have run Gaza, they have been firing rockets into Israel. And the UN says nothing. And the UN does nothing. In fact, they romanticize what Hamas is all about. What do you think that Evergreen College radical, Rachel Corrie, what do you think she was doing there? She was over there, you know, entranced with the ideal that she was somehow helping a great cause by helping Hamas. That was the young lady who was killed when she was trying to prevent an Israeli bulldozer from knocking down a house that was probably being used under which there were one of these tunnels. And she tumbled off the hill of dirt into the pathway of the bulldozer. He didn't see her and he crushed her. What was she doing there? Well, we have pictures of her burning an American flag while she was there. But why is she on the side of these anti-Semitic terrorists? It's because the left, the far left, has romanticized them. And you know, Hamas does not call for a return to the, you know, the West Bank to Palestinian control. Nothing like that. They call for the obliteration of Israel. They want it gone. They want them dead. And the world just seems to take this obtuse view that, well, you know, it's crazy in the Middle East. They're fighting over there. Israel, man, why are they being so heavy-handed? Heavy-handed? I wish they would go out there with a list of every high-ranking Hamas member, hunt them all down, and kill them. Just take out the entire terror network. I'll tell you something. Egypt and Jordan and the Palestinian Authority, people who run part of the West Bank, they would all quietly applaud if Israel did exactly that. It, you know, to put it up in real stark terms, Hamas is to Israel what Al-Qaeda is to the United States. The difference is we don't have Al-Qaeda running Canada, firing rockets into Bellingham. We don't have Al-Qaeda on the Mexican border firing rockets into Brownsville. Of course, they're unloading people, illegal immigrants, but that's a different story and a different kind of border threat. You know, the analogy I use when we hear people say, as John Kerry did, that, well, they need to resolve these differences at the negotiating table. What do you negotiate? If you have the negotiating table, on one side you have Mr. Hamas, on the other side you have Mr. Israel. So, Mr. Israel, what is it you want? I want to be left alone. Mr. Hamas, what is it you want? I want him dead! And that's each side's agenda. There's nothing to negotiate here. You either stop the guy who wants to kill Israel, or you let him kill Israel. And all too sadly, there are too many actors on the world stage who should be condemning Hamas, who are either being silent, and by silence, they give their assent, or they're even quietly muttering support for Hamas by condemning Israel. See, that's how they help Hamas. Not by praising them, but by condemning Israel. Just as many American leftists during the Cold War wanted to help the Soviet Union, but they certainly didn't want to do something as reckless as praising the Soviet Union or calling for the Soviet Union to prevail. So they spent their time attacking the United States. That's what the far left in this country was all about. Attack the United States.